Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hey, we're back. Well, most of us are back.
We're back.
Jason is on his way back from upstate New York. Hopefully, unlike that Mexican couple who was visiting their grandchild and their son-in-law at Fort Drum in that same general area, he doesn't get deported.
I hope not.
I mean, he did live in San Diego for quite a while, so there's a chance.
Yeah, and you know, they may look at him and think he's a little squirrely.
he is a bit swarthy. He could be a Ferner.
He could be.
Could be. His wife, absolutely not, though.
No. But he definitely could be a Ferner.
Absolutely. His anchor baby won't save him.
Yes. You know, and, you know, once they find out that he's from California, they really might just go ahead and ship him out.
Yeah.
Or detain him.
San Diego, eh? That sounds Mexican to me. So we took last week off. We went to the Kings California Classic.
Summer League.
Last Monday.
The best game they played in Summer League.
Last Monday when Hope and Marvin Bagley III sprang eternal.
Yes.
And then reality set in for Marvin.
Yes. He's out. Actually, he's out for the rest of Summer League.
Yeah.
That happened last night.
Yeah, he hurt his groin.
Yeah.
And he's 6'11", so his groin is large.
Yes.
Yes.
And as a Duke fan, I love the fact that we drafted Duke player, we just drafted the wrong Duke player. Oh, man.
Well, you know, everybody was very excited for one day. They're like, oh, my God, look at that monster dunk. He's 6'11".
Yeah, because Wendell Carter had a way better first game.
It's still Summer League. There's no reason to freak out just yet. But after a very good first game, not so great after that.
Yeah. Harry Giles is going to be good.
Harry Giles was a little less consistent the first game,
yeah.
But he hasn't played really in competition for a while.
Yeah.
So I followed him on Twitter because he's a voice of positivity, which is nice.
Yeah. But I've watched the other Summer League games, and yeah. you can see things in his game. You know, once he gets back in the rhythm of playing,
yeah,
he's going to be a really good player.
He was right. The game we were at, he was right on the edge on a lot of stuff. And it was just like he was either going too fast or trying too hard. And it was like, he's just not quite.
Yeah.
Whereas Marvin has one offensive move. And once they figured that out, it was pretty much over.
Yeah.
That don't work in the pros.
Yeah. That's why I wanted Wendell Carter, because in college, when you watched him play without Bagley, you saw like a variety of offensive moves. So you're
right.
Like, okay, he can do a bunch of different things that you want from an NBA player. Like he can get you a basket if you need a basket. Mm-hmm.
I was impressed with the two Laker draft picks.
Oh yeah. Wagner.
Here's the thing about Wagner. He made it through less than three quarters of basketball before Kings fans were booing him loudly.
Yes.
That means he's good.
He can shoot.
Because if he sucked, they wouldn't care.
And I thought it was funny that the guy that we were calling him Debo for the Kings, the guy with the plaits that looked like he came straight from prison.
Right.
Every time he touched him, he just sent Wagner flying. But him and, was it Mishishishi?
I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah.
He's from a foreign land, I believe Estonia.
Yeah.
And he went to Kansas.
Yeah. They both looked really good.
They both looked very sharp. And the weird thing is neither of them might make the Lakers.
Yeah. I'm disappointed the Kings, the other player. So there's a player called, something Miles Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He was a backup point guard. He didn't go to Vegas with them, and I was really disappointed because he actually ran the team better than Frank Mason did.
They ran a lot of people to Vegas, though.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with them.
Because I went to the game Thursday, and they were behind in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got on the court without Frank, he was actually the catalyst to bringing them back. actually just running the offense. Not necessarily that he was scoring, but he ran the offense to the point where, like him and, Giles had a couple of plays together, like a pass and a backdoor that was like, okay, he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Frank still just like a bowling ball on the court.
Yeah, it's weird. That's a lot of the Kings are very young and very raw, and they look like they're playing, street ball.
Yeah.
But not organized basketball. Yeah.
And this guy actually looks like he knows what he's doing. Yeah. So that's the disappointing part for me. So,
the disappointing part for me is there are no chairs in my house as comfortable as the first few rows at, Golden One Center. That is some luxurious foam chairs to sit on. I will tell you that.
Well, you know, when the general manager has to come sit down there, you know, he has to be comfortable.
The people paying $1,200 a game have to be comfortable in those seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, so Summer League, the ticket's quite a bit cheaper.
A whole lot cheaper.
Yeah. So, the funny thing was you were like, yeah, we got these seats, so we're courtside, so we have this club and the Lexus Club and there's gonna be food and, yeah, we get there, they're like, oh no, there's no food for this. That's for the regular season.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just wanted to slap them.
Yeah, I was like, well, why'd you charge me extra?
Right?
To use that place. If we wouldn't get anything out of it.
Well, and here's the real pisser. You couldn't give us a break on drinks. It was a Coke and a beer was $20.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to give free food, at least give a little bit of a break on the drinks.
Something. Yeah.
Anything. That's all I'm saying. So the Kings will, be mediocre again this year. Pretty
yes.
much. Want to remind everybody, Amazon Prime Day coming up. It's 36 hours this year.
Ooh.
And it's not just Black Friday or Cyber Monday. It's Amazon Prime Day. It's July 16th and 17th. And if you're going to take advantage of that, please click through the Shop Amazon tab at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. Save some money. Help us out.
I was just shopping as I was coming in.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's get into it a little bit. So over the 4th of July holiday, we went to see the Kings play. A lot of people went to the fireworks. And several members of Congress, all Republican, they went to Moscow. Because what better place to spend the 4th of July than talking with Russians in Moscow?
Support for NPR comes from Dutton, publisher of The Last Time I Lied, about the search for three girls who vanished 15 years ago, from Riley Sager, the best-selling author of the thriller Final Girls.
Right.
What a difference a couple of months can make. In April, the Trump administration imposed sanctions on people close to Russian President Vladimir Putin to penalize them for Russia's interference in the U.S. elections. Now President Trump is getting ready for a summit with Putin later this month. And this week, eight members of Congress are in Moscow. NPR's Lucy and Kim caught up with them at the U.S. Embassy's 4th of July party.
Spassel House is the U.S. ambassador's residence in Moscow, an island of Americana just a mile from the Kremlin. At the annual Independence Day celebration, the Marine Guard presented colors.
Present colors!
And embassy staff sang along to the national anthem. Standing in the front row was Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, the head of the first congressional delegation to Russia since the annexation of Crimea 4 years ago.
We didn't come here to say what you've been doing is great and we're going to look the other way. We came here to talk candidly and honestly. The Russians can earn a better relationship with the U.S. if they want to.
The trip by the seven senators and one House member, all Republicans, was planned before the announcement of the summit between Presidents Trump and Putin in the Finnish capital, Helsinki, later this month. But the visit itself is one of the first signs of a thaw after tightening economic sanctions on Russia, tit-for-tat diplomatic expulsions, and a freeze in day-to-day contacts between the two governments. Russia's military intervention in Ukraine put relations on a downward curve, and U.S. accusations that the Kremlin tried to influence the 2016 election sent them into a tailspin, despite Trump's sympathy for Putin. The senators say they brought up election interference in every meeting they've held with Russian officials.
We made the point that if Russia persists in trying to influence our elections, it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, for us to establish a better relationship.
That's Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. He He says other issues that came up were Russia's military involvement in Ukraine and in Syria, as well as arms control. His colleague from Kansas, Senator Jerry Moran, says it's better for the whole world to have two nuclear powers at least speaking to each other.
Having a conversation does not diminish the toughness of the differences and our stance in regard to Russia and their behavior. But how can you communicate and deliver that toughness if you don't demonstrate a willingness to have a conversation about those things?
Okay, that's enough of that. What would happen if 3 years ago, let's say everything's the same, except it's 3 years ago, and it's a group of Democrats that go to Moscow.
Oh, they would lose their shit.
Everybody would lose their shit.
Yeah.
And to do it over the 4th of July.
Oh, they would be...
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
They would be traitors. They would be anti-patriotic. They would be commie bastards. Just everything that you can think of.
Well, and they are. In fact, they've been getting a lot of crap for it, which is good. Fun fact, though, some of them are already saying that we need to get rid of the sanctions.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not doing any good. We talk tough with them in every meeting.
Russia has no economy. Their economy is their oil and gas. That's it. They don't produce anything else.
And vodka.
But they don't produce anything else.
Right.
So, I'm just wondering who we already know they have stuff on Trump. So I'm wondering how many of these guys they have stuff on.
Well, you know, here's the fun fact. We have learned that Russia has funneled money through donations to the NRA. NRA is a huge contributor to Republicans in Congress.
Yeah, so there's the answer.
So it might be that way. It might be through something else. It might be through energy companies. We don't know. But it's really odd that you would have 8 white dudes who are Republicans going to Moscow over the 4th of July. It doesn't feel very American to me.
No.
So, you know what does feel American to me, though? That is fighting. And Saturday night, Daniel Cormier won the UFC heavyweight belt.
He knocked him the fuck out.
And then he took to the mic.
He's an All-American. He's a former UFC champion. I never thought I would fight him. But Brock Lesnar, get your ass in here.
And Brock Lesnar came in and shoved him. And that's how it went.
Oh, he thinks he's still in the WWE.
Hey, man, he's selling a pay-per-view. He's trying to sell a pay-per-view.
Alistair Overeem knocked him out with one punch.
Here's the rub. He still has to be test clean for the next couple months.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because he popped positive after his last fight.
What was that? Alistair Overeem knocked him out, Mir knocked him out with a knee.
I believe Brock Lesnar's 5-3.
Something like that, yeah.
Or 3-2. Anyway, everybody's like, oh, only diverticulitis took him down. Yeah, that and anybody who could fight.
Yes. As Bolo said, bricks don't hit back.
Everybody's got a plan until they get hit in the face.
Exactly.
So that was happening in New York City. On Friday's show, I will get into what I was doing on Saturday night, which was at the legendary Cow Palace in San Francisco.
Ooh.
Some other happy news before we move back to the land of politics. Justin Bieber is engaged.
Didn't he just break up with Selena Gomez for the 50th time?
You know, I don't keep track of that. But he is now engaged to Haley Baldwin.
Wasn't she just fucking Clark that played for the Lakers and now plays for the Cavaliers?
I don't know. They only began dating again about a month ago. They've dated before, though, and they hooked up just again after Justin and Selena Gomez broke up. Justin's dad, Jeremy, posted a photo on social media, and he just got hitched a few months ago as well. The Bieber's mom is pretty happy about it, too, so good for them. Is Haley Baldwin Alec Baldwin's daughter?
I think she's the other one. The Christian nut.
Oh, let me look real quick here. Let's see. I mean, there's so many Baldwin brothers, so it could be literally any of them. Yeah, Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah.
Stephen Baldwin. And she's got a big engagement ring because Bieber's got money. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the happy.
That means she's going to be off, drop the mic.
Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know why she's up there in the first place.
I don't know why anything happens these days. All right. So one of the new things that's been happening lately is protesters confronting people in restaurants. And when I say people, I mean Republicans or people in the Trump administration. So we had Sarah Huckabee Sanders at the Red Hen. We had the Scott Pruitt, who was told to resign and then did by a lady. Stephen Miller was yelled at by somebody, and he threw $80 worth of sushi in the trash.
Yeah, he got the finger from a bartender.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, he'll show him, I'm throwing your sushi in the trash, and I'm leaving. But it's not just staffers. Oh, no. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is one of the latest to get the
U out. Yeah. Vote U out. Yeah. Vote U out. 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 Vote U out.
Where are the babies?
Vote U out. Vote U out. Vote U out. Vote U out. Vote U out.
Turn on
head. Vote U out. Vote U out. Vote U out. Vote you out.
What are you doing to get the babies back?
Yeah, we know where you live, too, Mitch. We know where you live.
Vote you out.
Yeah. We know where you live, Mitch.
Apologize.
Yelling we know where you live is probably not a great plan.
No.
I mean.
Well, at least he didn't hide behind his wife's skirt this time.
He did not. Although, what is it with old dudes in jeans with shirts tucked in?
I have no idea.
I guess he had the uniform on. Vote you out's not really that bad. I mean,
yeah.
Where are the babies, Mitch, and abolish ICE and no justice, no peace? Okay.
Well, they started it.
Yeah.
With the, the Tea Party?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. TMZ caught up with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She had some thoughts about all of this protesting at restaurants and that sort of thing, of course.
How you doing, sir?
Great. How you
doing great. Sarah, now that all the things have been happening with with the restaurants, do you think it should calm down now with our country the way it is?
I think it'd be great if it's
calm down. It's on both sides.
Excellent.
Nobody addressing in each other or anything like that?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, thank you so much, sir.
She just said everybody should calm down.
You should stop lying.
I want her to go and start telling black women to calm down.
Yeah.
See how that goes for her.
Yeah. Seriously, just stop lying. Like, this... She should stop lying. If you didn't go on television and lie every day, which I don't think I've actually seen her on television lately.
they've had fewer and fewer pressers of late. I mean, it's summertime, so you know, not out as much with stuff. I want to excuse me. Ah, I found it. Wanted to share this from Twitter. This I found really interesting. As part of a thread, I'm sorry, I'm clearing my throat all the time. Is it not going to load? Oh, God damn it, I hate you, Facebook, so much. I can't Chromecast a Facebook thing up there for Kareem to see it. Excuse me.
I got it.
I don't know that you do. Oh, you might have. It's from Mike Pence's gay friend.
Yeah.
We've tried hashtag civility, but it was called political correctness, and Republicans attacked it and told us to go fuck ourselves. What Republicans meant by civility is they want to be racist, attack kids, and line their pockets and don't want anybody to bring it up. Hashtag the resistance.
That's it.
The conservative idea of civility is you don't call us on any of our shit that we do.
Yep.
Because if you do, then you're not being civil.
Right. I got into an argument with a friend of mine the other day. We were talking about, he was like, oh, it's happening on both sides. And I was like, no. Like, you're falling in the same bullshit that the press is falling into. Like, no, it's not the same thing. Like, one person wants to kill me or rob us of everything. And the other group wants a little bit of money.
Right.
You know, or they want some dumb shit, but it's not on the level of we're pretty much going to kill you and destroy the planet.
Well, and it's not just that. It's you need to be civil to our ideas, but your ideas are discriminating against people and holding them down from being able to achieve success.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
No.
It's like saying, oh, I have free speech. I have free speech. You do, but you can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah.
Because your free speech ends when it impinges upon the rights of others.
Yeah. I'm about to be sexist. It sounds like they're being run by a bunch of women.
I'm gonna step back from that one.
I'm gonna take it. It's like, so somebody posted today about the transgender guys running against beating girls in races. Was like, is that right? Well, you're saying that you're equal.
Well, and here's the other thing. How often is that happening?
Yeah.
I mean, really, how big a problem is this?
Yeah.
Is this happening in every place all across America? Or has it happened once or twice in a country of 350 million people?
Yeah.
Let's dial it back as to the idea that it's a problem.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like there are consequences to everything. Like you can't say, oh, well, we're going to take away all the regulations and now they can dump shit in the water and we're not going to care what's in the air. Hey, people are going to get sick. People are going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to wait for that to happen in order to stand up against that.
Well, exactly. And by the way, we're starting to see the very first effects of Trump's little tariff game. But we're not seeing it in, oh, look at all of the great stuff that's happening for Americans.
Yeah.
What we're seeing is we're seeing the price of everything start to creep up.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse.
Smoot-Hawley Act.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you don't know what it is, Google it.
Look it up.
That is how we ended up in the Great Depression.
It was written by Fred Smoot before he played corner for the Redskins.
Yes. learn from history.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. So, for instance, there's the company that makes drones, one of the better-known drone companies, is DJI. They are a Chinese company. They are supposed to be having a big event here coming up in about a week or so.
Okay.
And it has been delayed.
Oh.
And people were speculating, oh, is it because there's a hardware problem? Is it because there's a software problem? Because normally when they do these, they announce their new products. It's sort of like an Apple thing.
Right.
Tech companies do it a lot. Then I heard the theory that, because it hasn't been confirmed, that because they're a Chinese company and the next round of things that's going to be on the list of tariffs is transistors and all the things that go into computer products, that they are waiting because they don't know how to price their product.
Yeah.
Because they can't take a hit and go, oh, guess what? We're going to take a $200 hit for every $1,500 item that we sell.
Yeah.
They're going to sell those items for $1,700.
Yeah. And I think he announced that there might be another like $350 billion in tariffs. Like,
sure.
Last week.
You know what's not impacted by any of these Chinese tariffs? The Ivanka Trump clothing line and any business that she's involved in.
Yeah.
In fact, she's got a bunch of new deals in place to do business in China.
And I think we'll know when shit really hits the fan when they start hitting her. Because right now the Chinese are strategically hitting red states.
Yep. And same thing with Canada.
Yeah. Strategically hitting red states.
And that's what's going to be happening around the globe is they're like, look, jackass.
Yeah.
You think it's all like this. Here's the way it really is.
It's it's mind-boggling. Like, young people, I understand. But it's mind-boggling that people our age don't know how the fucking world works.
Oh, people, it's mind-boggling that the President of the United States doesn't know how the world works.
Yeah. That you think that this is the end-all, be-all, everything.
We have been sold the idea of American exceptionalism.
Yes.
Since 9/11.
Yeah.
Since 9/11, the idea of American exceptionalism has been a Republican key point.
Yeah.
It's been pounded American pride, American exceptionalism, which to a point is okay.
Yeah.
But the idea that it's not that we can't be exceptional, but the idea that other places around the globe are not also exceptional is so incredibly short-sighted.
Right.
And ignorant and head in the sand. But in these places where people are poor and don't have a lot of options, the one thing that they do have is that patriotism, and America's the best, and I'm part of America, so yeah. I'm the best.
Yeah.
I'm not the best at anything else, but I'm American, and America is the best.
Yeah.
And it's really, really unfortunate because those people end up getting fucked over and over and over again.
It's amazing. It was like the meme I posted the other day. Like, the Republicans are supposed to be the best at everything, but all of the states that have the lowest education rates, the lowest job numbers, the lowest wages, they're all like the lowest medical outcomes. They're all Republican states.
Right. And what they do, and here's the big lie, the big dirty lie, because they like to attack things like all the social programs. The states that have the biggest deficit to the federal government on social programs are the ones that are red.
Yes.
They're primarily in the South.
Yep.
And they are, South Carolina is one, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, all of those states, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Those states all have a huge deficit in terms of the difference between what their citizens send to Washington and what their state takes back from the federal government.
Yes.
New York and California and Massachusetts all contribute far more into the pot than gets taken back out. But if you were to listen to Republicans, there's this vilification of these states.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, you got all this, and they're liberal, and they're just handing out money.
Well, how about you let us keep our money?
Right.
And make them pay for themselves, and then you'll see what happens.
Right. And for all of the criticisms of Jerry Brown, and he's not perfect.
Yeah.
He came back to be the governor to fix the extreme financial disaster.
Yeah.
That was California after two Schwarzenegger terms.
Yeah.
It was a fucking shit show.
We already know what it's like to have a reality show.
Exactly. Covered. And here's the thing. Schwarzenegger didn't fuck us nearly as bad as Trump is.
Yeah.
All right. So I have, it's very small and it's very anecdotal and it's very just me.
Oh. And before you go there.
Go ahead.
They're trying to figure out like a $30 billion or $300 billion farm, a package for the farmers to make up for them being fucked over by the tariffs.
Right. But you know what they're not giving them to? Small family farms.
Yeah. But that's welfare. you want to call it a subsidy. That's not a subsidy. That's welfare.
Right. And but it's welfare for these big corporate farms.
Yeah.
It's corporate welfare, which Republicans have zero problem with.
No.
So, you remember Donald Trump? Oh, he's great for the economy, right?
Yes.
He's great for the stock market.
Yes.
I just got my second quarter statement on an IRA from this year.
Uh-oh.
So, I have an individual retirement account. It's a rollover from an old 401k. And I started on January 1st with $20,408.54. On June 1st, I had $20,350.25 in that account. So it is a loss. Not a big loss, but a small loss.
Yeah.
In the month of June, so the first, so it was like $52.29 is what I lost in the first 6 months. From June 1st to June 30th, it went from $20,350.25 down to $20,286.55, or basically a $64 loss for the month of June.
Wow.
So I lost double in the month of June on this IRA what I did in the first 6 months of the year. If you think that the economy is great and the stock market is chugging along, you, my friend, are full of shit, because I am invested in a variety of things that under Obama did very, very well.
Yes. And the thing is, the market has been ignoring him up until this point.
Well, clearly they're not. But this is very small and it's very anecdotal. Yeah. And when you're talking about, it's one IRA worth 20 grand, it's a drop in the bucket for a lot of things. But there's a lot of people who don't have 20 grand in retirement savings.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah.
Total. And if we don't have a choice, because most people don't have access to pensions.
Yeah.
At this point. So you've got your 401k or your 403b or whatever. And this is what's happening. It's less than stagnant under this alleged booming economy. The one thing that he has supposedly been able to take the win on from moment one, look at that stock market.
All you had to do was nothing.
Look at that stock market, everybody.
All you had to do was nothing.
Well.
And he couldn't leave it the fuck alone.
Well, no, because he's out for Trump businesses.
Yes.
Heard today that apparently if you're a big member of Mar-a-Lago, one of the perks is when he is at Mar-a-Lago, which is pretty frequently, they offer tours of Air Force One.
Wow.
Right? Tours of Air Force One. He, again, spent this past weekend at his golf club in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Making money. Remember him criticizing Obama for never being at the White House and always playing golf?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I have some sad news as well, Kareem and everybody. Several Trump administration officials are increasingly feeling bitter about the nasty treatment that they're receiving from their fellow Americans when they venture out in public. In a lengthy Washington Post story about Trump officials getting publicly shamed by private citizens, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway reveals that a man recently told her that she should be ashamed of herself while she was in a New Jersey grocery store. She said she responded to the insult with a stiff upper lip. What am I going to do, she tells the Post, fall apart in the canned vegetable aisle?
Hey, if you're on TV, this is the thing. They want to say, act like it's because they're not doing anything. Oh, it's just, no, you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
You are blatantly lying.
Yeah, Kellyanne Conway.
Every time you come on television.
For the longest time was the mouthpiece until people stopped booking her.
Yeah.
She was the one out in front on all of it.
Yes.
We talked about Stephen Miller a little earlier. Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci told the Post this sort of treatment weighs on Trump's White House officials, even though they don't really want to admit it. Says, I would say it's burning people out. I just think there is so much meanness. Meanness? Fuck you.
No, it's not meanness. You're, like I said, you're lying to people all day, every day.
If I walk up and say you should be ashamed of yourself, and it's based upon your actual behavior, I'm not being mean.
That's exactly it.
I'm not being mean. I'm just calling you out on your bullshit because I stopped being politically correct.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
Yes.
Said that again. Donald Trump apparently is going over to to Great Britain soon. And the mayor of London has given his okay for a giant diaper-clad baby Trump blimp that will fly over during his visit. There it is, Kareem.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Right? It's pretty good. I don't need to hear him in the background. Let me mute him. Last Thursday, the London mayor, Sadiq Khan, approved the request for the giant baby blimp to fly over the city near Parliament on July 13th. Same time as the protest will be happening on the ground. Organizers also said the crowdfunding was so successful, here's the great part, that not only will the blimp fly for Trump's visit, but it will also be spotted in other worldwide locales.
Wow.
We originally thought that if we raised more money than we needed, we could give out mini Trump baby balloons to well-wishers on the 13th. But a lot of people got in touch to say that even biodegradable balloons pose a serious hazard to wildlife, which they do. So stop releasing balloons, fuckers. I'm passionate about that. So after surveying supporters, they ditched that goal. So instead of 1,000 tiny balloons, they've ordered a half-sized Trump baby designed to be filled with air. He's made from thicker plastic, so he's a lot less fragile than the big boy, meaning he can join in protests and knock about with people in the crowd.
Wow.
Oh, he has to hate that.
Oh, especially when somebody reminds him of all the people that were standing in the street to listen to Obama speak.
Oh, he has to hate that. The organizers continued on, but people have been so generous and supportive that we now have way more money than we can sensibly spend on just the UK visit. So Trump baby is going on world tour.
Wow.
So keep an eye out for Trump baby at a protest near you. Well, they'll never get permission for a Trump baby blimp in DC for that Veterans Day military parade.
Oh, somebody's going to fly it.
Dude, basically anytime, Mar-a-Lago, Florida. On his way.
Yeah.
On his way. That's going to be fantastic. All right. So we talk a lot about Trump and about, you know, people will say he's a racist. And other people will go, how can you say he's a racist? He's not a racist. He just uses tough language. All right. Let's take a listen to that tough language and, you tell me, is this racist? Hold on. Why? All right, hold on a second here. What did I do? Not casting that there. Let me just read. I don't know why that's doing that. That's craziness. Anyway, let me refresh this page. Maybe that'll fix our audio issues with that one. If you want to check it out, it's at the Huffington Post. It's a taste of the divisive rhetoric that Trump uses to vilify immigrants. We'll have to wait through a Hampton Inn commercial. While that does that, Trump's getting sued again, this time by his limo driver of 25 years, who claims that the president didn't pay him overtime, raised his salary only once in 15 years, and has cut his health benefits.
Wow.
What a fucking peach. I mean, seriously.
He probably hadn't paid him either.
He's paid him, but no overtime.
Yeah.
And I guarantee that poor son of a bitch has waited a lot of time.
Oh, that's a, what is that, Department of Labor thing. Oh,
yeah.
He'll get
in, and it was filed in state court in Manhattan.
Oh yeah, so he'll get that and penalties and everything.
Mm-hmm. He was Trump's personal driver for more than 25 years. He's suing him for back pay, saying he was forced to work thousands of hours in unpaid overtime. That, I mean, for Trump, I mean, he makes that off of foreign dignitaries staying at the Trump International in D.C. now.
Yeah.
Just because they want to curry favor with his ass. This is strange. Let's start this again. I'm an idiot. You know how a lot of times they'll just be muted? Yeah.
They'll be overrun.
So here are the many ways Trump describes immigrants. Death and destruction.
Take a look at the death and destruction that's been caused by people coming into this country. The death and destruction caused by people that shouldn't be here.
Animals.
These are animals. They're coming into our country. They're not people. These are animals. They're animals. What was the name? Animals.
Pour in and infest.
Otherwise, you have millions and millions of people pouring into our country. So the Democrats want open borders. Let everybody come in. Let everybody pour in.
Well, that's not actually true.
No.
No one wants open borders.
Millions of people pouring through our border. And people pouring into our country. I'm angry when people pour across the border.
Overrun.
If we took zero tolerance away, you would be overrun.
And then they have some tweets from him.
We will be overrun with crime and with people that should not be in our country.
Criminals.
Violent criminals, criminal illegal aliens. Dangerous criminal illegal immigrants. Criminal aliens. Thousands of criminal aliens.
Catch and release.
Democrat-backed loopholes, including catch and release. We got to get rid of catch and release. Close the catch and release loopholes. We are going to end catch and release.
It's called dehumanizing people. You know who was really good at it? The Nazis.
Yes.
Oh, don't call him a Nazi. Everybody pulls out the Nazi thing. And I've long railed against people calling other people Nazis.
Yes.
And this is exactly fucking why. Because when people actually come up and start doing shit that the Nazis did, everybody's gonna go, well, you said Nazi about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking Nazi behavior.
They learned from the best.
He's also nominated Eric Kavanaugh to be the next Supreme Court justice.
The one Supreme Court justice who thinks that a sitting president can't be indicted.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of craziness going on. All right. The last news show that we had, we introduced you, I forget the gentleman's name.
Jesse something.
Yeah, Jesse. Jesse. Jesse's an African-American gentleman, a little bit older. That was you. Okay. I'm like, what did I do? And he is the black guy who doesn't believe that racism exists.
Yes.
So, he was doing some sort of live thing where he's interviewing this lady and who is African-American as well. And it's the weirdest fucking exchange, because she clearly is unfamiliar with his rap.
Yeah.
Because she is as taken aback by his statements, the statements coming out of his mouth, as anybody could possibly be. So let's take a listen to this.
Does white privilege exist?
Absolutely.
It does.
Absolutely.
And where's the proof of that?
All around. I tell people often now, in hindsight, one of the things that I wish I would have been more cognizant of was the white privilege at UCLA that was sitting, right next to me. For black people, I believe white privilege is something to leverage.
What is it, though? I don't see it anywhere. What is it? For people like me who don't see it.
How do you not see white privilege?
Because it doesn't exist. That's
yes,
what
it does.
What is it exactly?
I believe white privilege is just the ability just to be free and white and not have the same type of social, economic, and social ills as black people have to deal with. I mean.
So there's a phrase that I heard growing up, and I don't think it's something that is okay to say.
Yeah.
But if you complain about something, the retort was, you're free, white, and 21.
Yeah.
You've heard this.
Yes.
Okay. That alone is an admission
yeah.
that white privilege exists.
Yep.
That is a, It's not how it's meant.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely an admission that it exists. This lady keeps trying to gently explain to this man, because she is really puzzled. And yeah. You can tell she's a really nice lady because she doesn't go over and just slap him full across the face.
There's no white racial profiling. White people don't get pulled over by the cops just because they're white. They have the ability to, show emotion and love to their sons without being emasculated. There's all kind of examples
That's
of white privilege.
That you
absolutely.
Believe that.
Why don't you black? How come you don't believe white privilege exists? What you see?
Well, because I am black in color, but I don't have that dark mentality that most black people have.
Clearly.
I see, she said clearly, mm-hmm. I see that white people have the same struggles and things that we have in that.
What type of struggles
they have to
do
make
they have?
Their marriages work. They have to make their children, help their kids grow up in the right way so that they can earn a living and be independent.
But they also have the majority of their fathers
their
kids, at home.
Right. And
have-
the reason for that. It's starting to change somewhat now, but the reason for that is because they are taking responsibility for that, whereas black men and women are not taking responsibility for that as they did prior to the civil rights movement. Black people.
So his assertion is that the civil rights movement has ruined the black family.
Oh my God. So
there's a lot to unpack there.
I go, my job, with my job, I have to go out to people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that me and my boss don't go to the people's houses with the same mentality.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure that I'm thinking about a whole bunch of shit that he's not thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
About how not to get arrested or the police called on me or get shot. I wear the company shirt, the company hat. I have the company card in my hand as I'm walking to the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I give to them as I'm at the door because I am worried about being black and being on somebody's property and having the police called on me or being shot.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
Every job I do every day that I go to work. And I'm pretty sure he does not have that same thought.
Probably not. I mean, depending on where the house is.
Yeah, depending on. Yeah, because, you know, we've had a couple out in some sketchy places.
Right.
That he's taking a gun to. But I'm pretty sure on a daily day that that's not what he's thinking about.
Right. This keeps going. I'm gonna let this roll for just a little bit. Now, I will say this. There is a hint of truth to what he's saying. And just like everything else,
yeah.
If there's not a hint of, there's that hint of truth and everybody latches on to that
yeah.
and goes, aha. But to say, yes, white people struggle with these things too, but they're the same things that black people struggle with. And then you've got
50% of the people, married people get divorced.
Yeah.
That's white people and black people.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say that white people aren't, they're making their marriages work. No, their marriages have fucked up just like everybody else.
I'm on my third.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. So there's all of that with it. And it's like, okay, where are you going with this? But, all right.
People are blaming it on their lack of self-control and self-containment. They're blaming it on white people while white people are working hard to keep it going.
I do believe that there is a need for black people to be held more accountable.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that that doesn't excuse racism. That doesn't excuse institutionalized racism. That doesn't excuse.
But there's no such thing as that. It's an illusion made up by black people and their leaders.
No, it's not. It exists.
Well,
sorry. I just had to get through that. I just had to get through that part. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And she's right. There are, you have to take accountability for things and you have to get your shit together. But again, it doesn't excuse racism. It does, and we've got a bunch of stuff to go through next show.
Yeah.
Is it next show? No, we got it coming up next. All right. All right. Let's get into it. This is in, I believe South Carolina. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's in Rockland County, New York, which is suburban New York City.
Yes.
There is a white lady on a bus, and white lady on a bus has some issues.
Get the f*** out of my country!
She was filmed shouting racial slurs at bus passengers.
F*** you! And you f*** people! Okay? Get the f*** out of my country!
She asked them if they had papers.
I'm sick of you, motherf***ers. That's right, you, and him. I'm sick. You got papers to be in this country?
And then she started yelling at the driver.
You are a f***ing country. I don't care what you say. It's none of your f***ing business. First of all, motherf***ers, in this country, we have what's called the First Amendment rights. Okay? Which I can say whatever the f*** I want. Okay?
That's not what that means.
No.
The First Amendment means you have the right to voice your opinion without fear of reprisal from the government.
Yeah, it does not stop you from getting the shit knocked out of you.
Well, the bus driver had enough and called the cops, and she was arrested and charged with obstruction and harassment. By the way, I'd be angry if I had to ride the bus too. So I get it. You're mad.
Yeah.
So, and you hate the people around you.
Yeah. So the sound that you heard and you thought you were looking around, that was another older white lady who was trying to sit on a black woman that was seated on the bus.
Don't sit on Rosa Parks. All right. So, we also in your neck of the woods, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, there's a man named Adam Bloom who was dubbed Pool Patrol Paul, Poolside Peter, and ID Adam. Basically, this guy was, we found out later, was on the HOA.
Yeah.
And he had an issue because there was an African-American lady who went to the pool. She had the key card to get into the pool, but he wanted some ID.
Where do you say, I need an ID? He asked for ID.
I mean, I'm a courtesy.
At this point, the cops, he called the cops.
Yeah.
We don't have IDs at the pool. I don't ask for IDs, but they have like little wristbands and stuff like that.
We have our pool card.
Okay.
So where is
the sign?
What's that?
Where is the sign? Yeah.
I'm not sure that the lifeguards can sign in today.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody, I didn't.
So there's like no sign in?
There's nothing.
Like I didn't sign in. The pool was closed yesterday due to a flood.
Uh-huh.
And so they had to clear out the whole pool. So I don't know that they were focusing on it. But
will you have a key card to get into the pool?
Yeah. Just show access to the pool.
Do you have your key card?
I do have my key card.
Would you mind if I see your key card?
I don't mind showing it to you.
Okay.
But it's not a requirement for me to use the pool like he was requesting.
Right, I understand.
Here's my pool card.
Because that's required for you to actually even...
For me to... Am I going to jump over the fence? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm with a baby.
Hold on.
Am I going to throw the baby over?
We're going to shut this and prove to this gentleman that this turns green real quick.
Right.
And then we shouldn't have a problem, right? Turns green and it unlocks.
Right.
There you go, sir.
All right. Perfect.
All right, ma'am. Well, I apologize.
By the way, that's white privilege right there. Because you know if the situation were reversed, there's no way the cop is asking the white guy, hey, or asking the white guy, hey, let me just see your card so I can prove to this black lady that your ID card, that your pool card works.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen. So she was very cool about the whole thing. We're not done.
I apologize for the time and the altercation that occurred.
So the cop's apologizing. He's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Okay. I'm sorry that you wasted your time to come here.
Sir, do you need anything from us?
No, a form ID would be helpful to validate.
It would be nice if you apologize.
Well, and I understand that, but it, again, like she said, it doesn't show. Usually all it says all residents and guests must sign in, but there's no sign in.
Right.
So she has her swipe card. I think that should be enough that proves that she's a resident. You guys just don't hand that out to everybody, right?
Yeah, they kind of make their way around sometimes, the only challenge. So, but that's good enough for me today.
Okay.
Do you want to apologize, Adam? Adam, do you want to apologize for what you just did?
What's that? Can you go get a hold of Amazon?
Okay, so Adam did not want to apologize.
He apologized later.
He did on TV after he was fired from his job. His job, Sunoco Products. We are aware of the terrible incident involving the actions of one of our employees outside of the workplace and release this statement, which is, we're aware of the terrible incident involving the actions of one of our employees outside of the workplace. The well-documented incident, which involves activities at a neighborhood pool over the 4th of July, does not reflect the core values of our company, and the employee involved is no longer employed by the company in any respect. And then they talk about how they don't value yeah. description. So, according to his now deleted LinkedIn profile, he was the value realization leader and business development manager at the Sunoco, which is a packaging company that has an office in Greensboro, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
So now he's fired. How are you going to make that mortgage back?
And he resigned from the HOA, as I mentioned. he's previously worked in marketing, so you'd think he'd be better at imaging stuff than he is. He worked for Bellamy Research, Primo Water, and Krispy Kreme. By the way, our Krispy Kreme in West Sac is closed, Kreme. I'm sorry.
What?
That's what I said.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Dude, I was just in there like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, we went by like last week.
Oh, man.
Right? That's exactly what we said. We're like, aw. Anyway, yeah, he went on TV and apologized. It didn't really sound sincere. He's sorry that basically that he lost his job.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I got caught. And I said, because she gave him so many chances to apologize. And all he had to say, literally all he had to say was at that point go, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
We've had people come in around the pool all the time and cause trouble. And I'm really sorry. I was a dick.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's literally all he had to do. And this goes away. She doesn't post it on Facebook. He doesn't lose his job. He doesn't have to resign from the HOA. But no, he had to be a dick. But we're not done with pools. We are not done with pools. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee now, where,
this post is making the rounds on Facebook, already being shared thousands of times.
I think she's calling the police because he has on socks. Oh, let me zoom out. Socks.
Camry Porter says it shows her and her boyfriend being racially profiled at the pool at her Mud Island apartment.
She's walking off, making a phone call to whoever she needs to call. I haven't said anything crazy to her, but I did tell her I was not going to leave.
Porter tells us apartment manager Erica Walker told the couple he needed to either take off his socks or leave.
And she was like, well, I'm the property manager, and she pointed at the rules. It is, the rules say proper pool attire. It doesn't specify what proper pool attire is. So she basically said no hats, no shirts, no socks. We have two men who are her friends in right here in hats, two hats. We have a man over here sitting in the hat. A gentleman, he had on blue, black Adidas basketball shorts.
In the video, Walker defends herself.
You asked me if you could wear a hat out here, and I said yes, as long as you're not dunking it in the water.
But Porter believes they were singled out because of their skin color.
It does look funny. It's 25, 30 plus white people out here, and you haven't said it. You're partying with them. You're partying with them. But when we come, it's an issue.
And she wants Walker to be held accountable.
You call the police on me. That could have went a whole other way. We've seen that. And I didn't have anything to say to her. She was very apologetic. I will say that. But at this point, I don't want an apology. You've embarrassed me.
Trilogy Real Estate Group confirmed it is investigating, telling us, quote, Riverset Apartments takes Ms. Porter's allegations very seriously. We do not support discrimination of any kind. On Mud Island, Nina Harrelson, WREG, News Channel 3.
And she no longer has a job.
It's true. She doesn't. I will say this. I think it's perfectly acceptable to go up to someone wearing socks in a pool and say, dude.
He didn't have his socks on in the pool.
Yeah. If you had your socks on in the pool, then yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be the only way. Yeah. If you have your socks on next to the pool, you're just a fool because you're going to get your socks wet.
Yeah. So yeah, that was what it was. So he took his socks off before he got in the pool.
That was unclear.
I know somebody pointed it out on the comments.
Sure. All right, well, it's not just pools and it's not just black people, Kareem. No, racist assholes are rearing their head all over the place.
You found that one.
Oh, did I find it? Yes, the lady that was harassed because she was wearing a Puerto Rico shirt by a guy who clearly doesn't understand that Puerto Rico is part of the United States.
This is what I'm wearing, guys. Are you really? This is what I'm wearing. Can you please get away from me? Can you please get away from me? Well, first of all, the United States owns Puerto Rico, so we're part of the United States.
We don't own Puerto Rico. We need to protect Puerto Rico.
Okay.
We don't own Puerto Rico.
Okay.
So what's your point now?
Well, what's your point, sir?
My point is, why are you wearing that?
Because I can. Officer, can you please? I'm renting this area, and he's harassing me about the shirt that I'm wearing.
There's a cop right there letting this go on. And she's asking the cop for help.
Yeah.
And the guy is like aggressively walking toward her and using this type of language.
Okay, so the cop also turns away every time that he approaches her so that you can't.
Right. Oh, so, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, so that his camera won't catch that.
Right. But she's filming the whole thing.
Yeah.
A little while, I'm not going to go into the whole thing. You can, it's on Now This Politics if you want to look at it. It just keeps going in the same manner. It goes round and round. He's an ignorant hillbilly.
Yeah. And the cop didn't do anything until her brother
called more cops.
Yeah. But when her brother came up to confront the guy, then the cop wanted to stop her brother.
Right. Because then there was going to be some shit going down.
Yeah.
So. Please, for the love of God, stop being racist assholes. That's all I ask.
I think you have a ghost.
That's all I ask. No, I think my wife's home. I think my wife's home is all. And before we get to small town news, the new White House communications director, communications chief, Bill Shine, who worked at Fox News, so he knows how to cover up a sexual harassment thing.
Yes.
His wife has a lengthy history of that's him. Let me make sure I get this right. No, he has the, okay. Darla Shine made remarks primarily on her Twitter account, which was deleted as soon as the White House announced her husband was officially joining the administration, but not before Mediaite took screenshots. On her personal website, Shine, who, like her husband, did not respond to requests for comment, says she got her start in media by working as a TV reporter and producer, and after giving birth to her first child, she opted to leave the office and become a stay-at-home mom, while her husband, Bill Shine, stayed in the news industry. She eventually jumped back into media, authoring a book, Happy Housewives, and starting a blog called Darla Shine's Happy Housewives Club. On the site, she advocated for stay-at-home moms. Okay, fine. Which she claims are the most disrespected people in America. I don't think so, but okay. Said, I'm proof that housewives don't lose their brain or their dreams after they give birth. Her Twitter account, her Facebook page, and podcast all focus on this brand of traditionalists and very public mommy blogging, but she doesn't stay confined to that one topic. At a glance, her online habits appear no different than a lot of conservative American baby boomers. She uses Twitter account to complain about what's on cable news and reality TV and piss and moan about society going downhill because of all those millennials. But her Twitter habits are closer to the president at times. At one point she tweeted, wow, Vanity Fair loser at Kurt Eichenwald on AM Joy just called Americans dumb and said Trump Russia story was worse than 9/11. Loser, hashtag MAGA. Like the president, she also regularly attacks CNN in her posts, saying, what kind of pimp producers are at CNN passing around the same guest? Sam Nunberg like a drunk whore 5 times. Jeff Zucker should be fired.
She said, pimp? What kind of pimp?
In February 2016, she tweeted, 1 out of 10 black boys has autism.
Wow. Really?
Yes, sir. The belief that vaccinations cause autism despite being thoroughly debunked is featured prominently on her social media account. whatever. She also tweeted, where are the black celebrities, sports stars, musicians? Why aren't they speaking out tonight against blacks targeting and murdering cops? And that would have been about the Dallas incident.
Yeah, where are the white celebrities and athletes speaking out against whites targeting cops? That's all the rest of them.
She shared when LeBron James and other athletes gave Black Lives Matter speeches at the ESPYs, saying comical to see these overpaid black sports stars give Black Lives Matter speeches at ESPYs. She also tweeted a split screen meme, Rome 2,000 years ago, and it's a glistening city, and Africa now, and it's two mud huts.
Well, if they had left, Rome had left their shit in Africa, let the African shit in Africa.
Might still exist?
Might still exist.
She also tweeted, if white chicks can't perm their hair, black chicks can't go blonde.
Don't white women perm their hair?
I don't know where this is all coming from.
I used to manage a spa, I'm pretty sure, although our girls hated perming anybody's hair.
Right? The smell?
The smell, yeah.
Yeah. She also tweeted, just singing to one of my jams, Gold Digger by Kanye West, when I realized if I sing along to the verse, and then she used the broke N-word, I might be a racist. No, that's not why you might be a racist.
No, you're pretty much already are.
If you're just singing along to the song, no one is going to do that.
Yes.
Unless, of course, you've got a bunch of other racist shit on your profile. Just going to throw that out there. All right. We've gone through a lot of stuff. So let's relax for a little bit. Let's dial it back down.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
That's right. Let's go to the Press Republican for Speak Out. That's right. People finally wrote in again.
Yay.
Hey, two cemeteries in our hamlet are an embarrassment to our community. If this had happened for 1 year, it would be easier to tolerate. But this is the second year in a row that cemeteries look like a hayfield for Memorial Day. I don't know how much money is supposed to be allocated each year for maintenance, but obviously it's not used for that purpose. For a while, the churches were using inmates. I don't know why that was discontinued. I've heard they're asking for volunteers to mow, but families are charged for their burial plots by the churches in something called perpetual care. I'm sorry that my family members and my husband's family members are buried there. We'll definitely make other arrangements. What, are you going to dig them up?
Yeah. You can always mow.
Yeah, maybe take it up with the cemetery where you're sending your money.
Yes.
I just watched the Town of Champlain meeting on Hometown Cable website, and I can't agree more with what was said about the bike path. The county must immediately install safety factors along the road near the golf course. Otherwise, it's just a matter of time before we have our first serious accident.
Yay.
Hey, thank you to the Press Republican for the June 6, 1944 D-Day coverage and viewpoint. Sadly, this very important World War II date, which was the invasion of Normandy, is forgotten and unknown by our present generations. No, it is not. Nearly 10,000 lives were lost in this battle. Our freedom should not be taken lightly. Well, that part's correct, but people know D-Day.
Yes. You don't know anything else about World War II, you know that.
Right.
Pearl Harbor and D-Day, those two things.
Kareem, what's happened to the Margaret Street bus run? I need to know what do you think has happened to the Margaret Street bus run?
Homeless people.
I don't know. As one who needs this run, I now find it most difficult, if not impossible, to afford my necessary transportation. This means to my doctor, grocery shopping, and other important places. Please reinstate this run. Please. Oh, hey, that one's actually has a point.
Bring it back.
And it's not being dickish. I mean, there are better ways to, you know, do that. Maybe write your city councilor.
Yeah. Bring it back, please.
And finally, as immigrant children are being separated from their parents as per the Trump administration, the right-wing so-called pro-life and pro-family hypocrites are silent. That just proves what I have known about them all along. They are merely pro-birth.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and they're dirty hypocrites.
That too.
Yeah. We're with you, and we want to take care of you until you come out. And then that's it. Maybe it's more about controlling women.
I think it might be.
Just saying. All right. This was a hell of a show.
Yeah, it was.
There was some humor. A lot of very heavy stuff. And we didn't even get to the guy who's targeting Mexican-themed restaurants in Albuquerque.
How do you target... Wait, wait, wait.
Here, we'll get to that on the next show.
Okay.
It'll all make sense when we do that. Remember, Amazon Prime Day coming up on July 16th and 17th. If you're going to hit it up and save yourself a bunch of money, please go through the Shop Amazon tab at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show and doesn't cost you anything extra. So thank you very much. Thank you, Kareem.
Thanks for having me.
Jason, we'll hopefully see you next week. Coming up on Friday, we have a lot less angry political talk. It's a much lighter show on Friday.
Stay away from ice.
We will also find out what breakfast foods reveal about Kareem's personality.
Uh-oh.
So that'll be fun. All right, we'll see you next time. Have a good one. Bye.